Cape Talk.
The music feature.
With that, it's time to start winding our way down to the weekend on a musical note. And as a final nod to the end of Heritage Month, we're delighted today to feature two local artists. Karen Zoid and Taryn Lamb both have events coming up that we'd like to tell you about, and we're delighted to have a chance to catch up with them as they step out of rehearsals for a couple of minutes. We're going to start with Karen, one of a handful of local musos who've really managed to move seamlessly between the worlds of English and Afrikaans music and to achieve great success in both of them. And Karen is playing two shows at the Baxter this weekend. She's also got a new album out, and she happens to be on the line with me now, stepping out of rehearsals. Karen, thanks for making a bit of time for us on a very busy afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Firstly, let's talk about the new album before we talk about what's happening at the Baxter. Op die Oomblik, Deel Een, out just a couple of weeks ago. Tell us a bit more about the music and what inspired it.
Well, Op die Oomblik, Deel Een is it's an EP. I'm kind of a control freak, so I write a lot of music and then I edit and curate it. Mm. And choose the best ones and put that on an album. And this time we decided to just see what happens. And we kind of locked ourselves into at the SABC, we locked ourselves in the rehearsal room there for a week. And we just wrote songs and whatever. We worked with whatever came out and we put that together. And it's part of a three-part collection of songs. It's kind of, I don't know, I've been thinking about mindfulness a lot. Everybody's talking about it. Mm. In our country where things are feeling so uncertain, I think all of us are returning back to kind of what's going on right now. Where are you now? You need to breathe. You need to be where you are right now to cope. It's all very overwhelming, I think maybe because of that, maybe also my age. I'm a parent. I'm about to turn 40 next year, so I've got responsibilities in my life, and it was just such a nice, playful way to create again. And similar to the way I used to write songs when I was 18 or 19 years old. So it's almost like a full circle in terms of creativity, because in the end, even though we become such perfectionists, you can never be perfect as a dancer or a songwriter or a poet or a painter, but it's a constant strive towards perfection, but it is really lovely to just strive towards being true rather than getting it 100% right. It had to feel 100% right. So, yeah, it is a bit of a creative, I don't know what, I don't know if I could use the word. But we played, we've been playing, and we're planning on doing a second one as well. And just kind of rediscovering the love of playing music.
Because, you've been very, very busy the last few years, Karen, between your TV work, playing all the time, new work coming out. You've been involved in a lot of collaborative projects. It's interesting to hear that sense of wanting to sort of center and bring it back to yourself and bring it back to where you started and find a bit of calm amid all the chaos. Because your life has got to be incredibly frenetic, given all that you're doing.
Yeah, it does get very busy, and it's just I discovered through all the work that I've done and all the collaborations I've done what a big saving grace being able to play music has been for me. You know, I mean, some people go for a run in the afternoon just to kind of relax. Some people do yoga. I sing and I play guitar, and that kind of is my place where I find myself. I sing to myself. And as silly as it sounds, I mean, it sounds very far out. Don't think I'm some kind of hippie, lentil-eating, crystal-hugging person. Not really me. I'm quite a critical thinker, and I'm a skeptical person by nature. But it is so important to have those moments and allow for that. And amazing things happen. It's almost like you discover, if you just let it come out, you discover how you feel. When somebody asks you how you're feeling, what are you thinking about, that's actually when you start talking, that's when you actually realize what is going on inside. And it's just just a really cool thing to do. I mean, everybody in my band, we've been playing together for 7 years, but when we started, we were all in various bands and in our early 20s. And, yeah, we just joke. It's kind of like we're back at that same place now where it's, you know, can't, like the way we used to, couldn't wait, you know, to get back from school and go and jam in a garage. Yeah. Except we've got much better instruments.
And the neighbours aren't going to complain anymore.
You know, and we're hiding from our children rather than our parents.
I love the way the wheel turns. Karen, now I know I must just mention there's 6 Afrikaans language tracks on the EP, and then the 7th is that bonus track of a live performance with the Parlor Tones' Khan Morbi. How did that all come about?
Yeah, Khan and I did a series of theatre shows after The Voice, and we're very close friends. I like to record the shows, so we recorded the shows, and I, that song was just so beautiful, and it came out so beautifully. I just kind of wanted it as a keepsake on the album, and the Parlor Tones were kind enough to allow me to publish it. And I think it's the best song he ever wrote, the Giant Mistake. So very special to have that, you know, that moment captured.
Yeah. Now, we mustn't let you go without telling our listeners where to catch you at the Baxter this weekend. There are 2 shows tonight and Saturday night. Are there any tickets left, Karen?
Yeah, we got some tickets left. We sold out in Pretoria, but it's our first time at the Baxter in 14 years.
Wow.
So we're very happy to be here. It is a fresh show with fresh new songs. We've even tried our hand at classical arrangements.
Sounds great.
We'll see how that goes. But no, it's going to be a lovely night. Anybody who needs to come and hold hands in the dark, come to us. It's going to be a romantic evening.
Sounds wonderful. Karen, thanks for making time to chat to us today. I know you're literally in the middle of rehearsals at the Baxter, so really appreciate your time. Karen Zoid on at the Baxter Theatre tonight and tomorrow night. The shows are both at 8 p.m. and the cost of tickets is 250 Rand a head. You can book them at CompuTicket or no doubt through the Baxter box office as well.
Cape Talk. The music feature.
Well, from one glorious local voice to another, it's a great pleasure to welcome on the line Taryn Lamb, the lead singer-songwriter of Blackbird. And although you may well be familiar with the band's country pop-infused balance, their Sama-winning performances, we'd also like to get a little bit of time with Taryn on her own ahead of a big concert next weekend at Die Boer in Durbanville. Taryn, it's great to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. How are you doing, Pippa?
I'm great, thanks. How are you today?
I'm good. You gave me goosebumps through the phone now. I was listening to Karen's single now.
Isn't she amazing?
Absolutely stunning. I'm actually going to go tonight to the Baxter to go check her show out.
Fantastic.
She's just amazing.
It's so exciting what amazing music is coming out of South Africa at the moment, Taryn. And let's include you in that category. Obviously, our listeners know about your work with Blackbird. It's been a very fruitful relationship. 7 Sama nominations under the belt, 8 top 10 radio singles, to name but a couple. What's it like for you to step away from the band and perform on your own as you're doing at Die Boer next weekend?
Wow, it's a lot. It's a lot of, I'm going through so much feelings about it because I've been performing with Blackbird for 6 years. And so now it's going to be the first time where I'm on stage with a live band to support me as well and to play the new material that I've been working on at the moment. So I'm excited and I'm nervous and I'm excited and I'm nervous, but I'm just hoping that everything goes off awesome and that we just, you know, stay true to the music. And, you know, because I'm doing some Afrikaans music as well. Mm-hmm. Because back in the day, I was very inspired by Larika Rauch. And at the beginning of the year, actually last year, we got to work with Arnold and Ewald Galeski. And we actually recorded, Blackbird did a song, an Afrikaans song called Kalam. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after this year, I did a bit of acting in Fate Oyster. So it's given me a bit more confidence because Afrikaans is my second language. So it's given me confidence and a bit of courage to kind of explore music in another language. Mm-hmm. And Afrikaans is just, I mean, this, that an Afrikaans can say what made amazing in a bring die boodskap net terug. yeah. like closer to the heart. So I'm excited to share that, you know, to share the work that we've been doing, you know, with the audiences. And I hear there's only a few tickets left, so that's also very inspiring to know that people are going to come out and support us. I'm really looking forward to it.
Taryn, before we run out of time, I must tell the audience that the show at Die Boer is next Saturday, the 7th of October at 8:30, and tickets are 120 Rand. All the info you're looking for is on dieboer.com's website. Are you going to be playing a mix of your own new material and some of the songs we know and love from Blackbird, or is it going to be only your own stuff?
No, I'm definitely going to be doing the Blackbird songs, and we're also going to be playing some acoustic versions of the songs that people know. And, yeah, just to give a different spin on things. And, yeah, that's next week.
Well, keep those nerves under control. I don't think you need them at all, Taryn, because we can't wait to hear you in concert with a backing orchestra at Die Boer, and looking forward to hearing you Saturday the 7th of October.